الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإذا أمنتم فمن تمتع بالعمرة إلى الحج فما استيسر من الهدي، فمن لم يجد فصيام ثلاثة أيام في الحج وسبعة إذا رجعتم تلك عشرة كاملة، ذلك لمن لم يكن أهله حاضر المسجد الحرام، واتقوا الله واعلموا أن الله شديد العقاب. In the ayats before this, Allah Ta'ala explained certain rules, masail about Hajj, that if for any reason a person could not complete his Hajj, his Umrah, and he had to come out of a haram before time, because of some impediments, there were certain things because of which he could not fulfill his Hajj, or because of illness, because of some illness in his head, and he couldn't complete it, then what he should do at that time. Those rulings were given. Now further Allah says, فَإِذَا أَمِنْتُمْ فِرْ جَبْ تُمَارِ خَاطِرْ جَمَاهُ. Now when all those problems are gone, those problems are solved, or you did not have any problems like that, ill health or anything. One other aspect of Hajj, فَمَنْ تَمَتَّعَ بِالْأُمْرَةِ إِلَى الْحَجِّ. To jo koi faida uthaye umrah ko milakar Hajj ke saath. A person who makes umrah also together with his Hajj. The Hajj journey is a Hajj journey. But there is permission given for people who come from outside that they make together with their Hajj their Umrah. And there are two forms of that also. That is, in one Ihram, a person makes Hajj also and Umrah also. And that is called Tamattu. And a person makes in a separate Ihram Umrah, and another Ihram again he makes his Hajj. That is another type of benefit, that a person in one journey, he made Hajj and he made Umrah also. So a person who does this, فَمَسْتَيْسَرَ مِنَ الْحَجِ تو اس پر ہے اس کچھ میسر قربانی سے. For such a person, he should make what we call دَمِ شُكْرِيَا, that he should make shukr to Allah Ta'ala and have one animal slaughtered for that. That Allah gave him two ibadats in one ibadat. At the same time, he just went for Hajj, which is the primary ibadat, but Allah blessed him in that Hajj with Umrah also. And he made tamattu, that is, he made Hajj and Umrah in one ihram, or he made them in two separate ihrams, then for such a person, he should slaughter one camel, and this is called dami shukriya, and this is not the qurbani animal. This is an animal that is slaughtered, that Allah gave him two ibadats in one ibadat. وَمَلْ لَمْ يَجِدْ فِرْ جِسْكُ قُرْبَانِ نَا مِلَى. A person who cannot afford to make the qurbani, to have an animal slaughtered, for صِيَامُ ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامٍ فِي الْحَجِ, to roze rakhe teen, Hajj ke dinon mein. Such a person should keep three rozas during the days of Hajj. And the last is till the 9th of Zulhijjah. By then he should have completed his three rozas while he's in Hajj, if he could not afford to slaughter an animal. وَسَبْعَةٍ إِذَا رَجَعْتُمْ, or سَعَتْ رُوزِ جَبْ لُوتُمْ, and another seven rozas after the 9th or the 10th, the 11th, 12th, the days which it is haram, a person cannot keep rozas in those days. It is the days of Eid and rozas are not permitted. But after that, he should keep another seven rozas also. تِلْكَ عَشَرَةٌ كَامِلَةٌ. Yeh 10 roze huye poore. These are 10 rozas now that he has completed. Three rozas in the days of Hajj, and he must complete the last is by the 9th of Zulhijjah. And after that, after the days which it is not permissible to keep rozas, he should keep another 7 rozas after that. ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ أَهْلُهُ حَادِرِ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَمِ. Yeh hukam uske liye hai, jiske ghar wale na rehte ho, masjid-e-haram ke paas. And this permission is that a person can make Hajj and Umrah together in one journey for those people who do not live in the Haram of Mecca and within the Miqat of Mecca. Those people who are from outside that area, for them is this permission that they can make the Hajj and Umrah two ibadat in one ibadat, and then the Dami Shukriya, etc. But those people who are living in the Haram, within the borders of the Haram and the borders of the Miqat, for them it is only, they can only make Ifrad. They cannot make the tamattu, and they cannot make Hajj in one ihram or in two ihrams. They must make only Hajj, which is called Ifrad. Wattaqullah, or dardarte raho, Allah said, and fear Allah all the time. Don't break His laws. He has set His laws forward, and these are what we should observe. And this is also an indication that the people of Mecca, the kuffar of Mecca, they also used to make Hajj even before Islam. But they had changed many laws. So Allah says, fear Allah. Don't change the laws of Allah. Allah has again revised and given you the pure form of making Hajj as it was in the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Now don't break it, don't change the Hajj again, and don't break the laws of Allah Ta'ala. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْإِقَابِ. Or جَانْ لُوْ كَبِيشَكَ اللَّهَ عَذَابِ سَخْتَ. And remember that the punishment of Allah is very severe. And you can think for yourself that you are in a haram and you are in the precincts of the haram, and then you break the laws of Allah. This is very, very severe. Don't change the laws of Hajj also, and don't break any laws. Be very careful in your ihram and you are in the haram. Don't break any laws of Allah Ta'ala. Men and women are very all mixing there during that time. To maintain the parda, a person needs that taqwa. That is a great requirement and preparation of Hajj. Otherwise, a person can fall in guna there. While making tawaf, a person perhaps rubs shoulders with another woman also. Woman with another man. All this a person must be very careful about. Our gazes there, there are women from all nationalities. And shaitan plays havoc with the nafs of a person. Let me see how does a Syrian woman look. Let me see how does an Egyptian woman look. And nafs says, I just want to see how they look. But all that is totally haram. And so a person must be very careful. Also, that the rituals of Hajj are strenuous also. Then a person becomes angry and upset also. He starts fighting easily with people, and unfortunately, usually a couple who for years were married 30, 40 years, and perhaps no argument in their lives, when they go there, arguments start there. In that noble and honorable place, and in the state of ihram, now they start arguing there. So Allah warns about all this. Be very careful. And one of the greatest preparations of Hajj is that a person packs a bag of sabr with him. Because at every step he's going to find that things are going against his wishes, against what he wants. He will need a lot of sabr on this journey. So Allah says, observe all the rules which Allah has made. And Allah has made very easy for everyone. Allah gave the permission of making two ibadats in one. And then make them a shukriya. And if you are a person who cannot afford it, Allah made it easy for you. Keep your roza. And all the specifications and definitions of all this have been given to us. Now it is for us to observe it. May Allah give us all tawfiq. And during these days when people are gone for Hajj, our family, friends are gone, our hearts also should should be there. And though we are not present there, our hearts must be there. And continuously we should make dua that all these restrictions which the governments have put in place, Allah removes that and Hajj can be done properly as it is supposed to be without any of these protocols and restrictions, and a proper Hajj can be made and the whole ummah and the whole of mankind can benefit from the great ibadat of Hajj. May Allah give us all tawfiq.